Hey, everybody, welcome to Practicing His Presence, as we take time to hear God's voice together and learn to live in the gift of His presence. As we settle in for some Lectio Divina today, I want to remind you of something. There are no reruns when it comes to the Holy Spirit. Your favorite TV show, whether that's Seinfeld or Friends or The Office, may be great on reruns. But when we enter these moments and when we engage with Scripture and with the Holy Spirit, there are no reruns. There is always something new that He is wanting to share with us today. And so, whether you have heard this passage of Scripture before or not, I would invite you to open yourself to something new. Resist the urge to believe you've already heard this, because there are no reruns with the Holy Spirit. So, let's begin, as always, with a nice deep breath. To center ourselves, to find stillness and peace. Take another deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. If you haven't put your phone on Do Not Disturb, be sure to do that. And grab your journal if you like to write. And breathe. Loosen any tension in your jaw or your shoulders. And rest easily. And as your even, still breaths continue, invite the Holy Spirit to speak something new to your heart today, to reveal a new aspect of His character, of His heart for you. And say, Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. Our passage today is from Luke chapter 10, verses 1 through 3. And simply hear these words this first time. The Lord Jesus now chose 72 other disciples and sent them ahead in pairs to all the towns and places He planned to visit. These were His instructions to them. The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord, who is in charge of the harvest. Ask Him to send more workers into His fields. Now go. And remember that I am sending you out as lambs among wolves. Now, let's read that a second time. And this time, as you hear my voice, open your ears for a phrase, an idea, maybe a word picture or an image comes to your mind. But notice what stands out. What is the Holy Spirit highlighting for you today? Now, if this is confusing or awkward or kind of clumsy at first, that's totally normal. So just stay in it with me. I'll read this same passage multiple times for you. The Lord Jesus now chose 72 other disciples and sent them ahead in pairs to all the towns and places He planned to visit. These were His instructions to them. The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord, who is in charge of the harvest. Ask Him to send more workers into His fields. Now go and remember that I am sending you out as lambs among wolves. Now, before I read that for you again, take a second here to say out loud or write down in your journal what idea, picture, or word has stood out. It may not be perfectly clear. You may feel confused about it, but just say externally what is happening internally. Now, as you hear a passage again, ask God, why did this idea stand out today? What are you saying to me through this? How does this connect with where I find myself today? The Lord now chose 72 other disciples and sent them ahead in pairs to all the towns and places he planned to visit. These were his instructions to them. The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields. Now go and remember that I am sending you out as lambs among wolves. If the quiet is difficult or confusing, if you just feel a little lost today, that's okay. Stay present and become curious about what your Father might be saying to you today. Now, before I read that passage for you one last time, take the time to just respond to what God's saying. Maybe you'll physically respond right now if you need to open your hands, if you need to stand up and pace as you process, if you need to get on your knees, you can do that here. Simply bring all that you are and respond to his word. The Lord now chose 72 other disciples and sent them ahead in pairs to all the towns and places he planned to visit. These were his instructions to them. The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields. Now, go, and remember that I am sending you out as lambs among wolves. And now that you've responded to the Lord, simply rest in his presence. Just be with him. Everything else can wait a little while longer while you just stay in the stillness with him. And now, as we close, offer a simple prayer back to the Lord to commit yourself to him and to ask for whatever you need. Heavenly Father, you are the Lord of the harvest, and you are in charge. And it is a gift to be with you, hearing your voice. Father, I pray that we would respond with obedience, maybe not fearlessly, maybe not with full confidence in what the plan looks like, but that we would courageously move forward into whatever you might be saying, into whatever you're inviting us into. I pray for my friend that you'd show them what the next brave baby step is, and that your Holy Spirit would fill them for the good works you've prepared for them to do. Father, we commit ourselves to you because we belong to you as your children and as your sent servants. We love you, and it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Man, it's been so good to be with you. Thank you for carving out this time to be part of this community who is seeking to hear God's voice and to enjoy him for the amazing person he is, not as a transaction, not as a Santa Claus that we can ask for things from, but to enjoy who he is and to let him enjoy us, which is what he longs for. I hope that you will bring somebody else into this conversation, a trusted friend, a member of your community, that you will hash out with someone else what this time has brought up for you, what God's word has awakened in you. I hope you'll talk about it with someone else. And until next time, may God bless you and keep you, and may you keep practicing.